This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin, for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past, present, and future programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. We have information about Terry and me and what we believe. You can contact us through our website contact page. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That internet web address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. Someone with many so-called friends may end up friendless, but a true friend is closer than a brother. Well, that thought is found in Proverbs 18:24. A friend is a very valuable item to have. A true friend stays close to you and supports you, yet will correct you when you are wrong. 1 Corinthians 15:33 tells us, "Do not be fooled. Bad companions ruin good character." Jesus Christ chose 12 men to travel with Him, minister with Him. He would confide in them as friends, serve them as a model of servanthood, do miracles in their presence, and correct them when they were in error. One of them, Judas, betrayed Him to the jealous and insecure Jewish leaders of that day. Of Judas, Jesus said, "I chose all 12 of you, yet one of you is a devil." Jesus meant Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. Judas, who was one of the 12 apostles, would later betray Jesus. Now that is found in John chapter 6, verses 70 and 71. If you are wondering why Jesus would choose Judas, knowing Judas would later betray Him, all I can say is that Judas was a part of the divine plan of God all along. The betrayal of Judas did not catch Jesus by surprise. John chapter 13 records this part of the gospel story. Just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that His time had come to depart from this world to the Father. Having loved His own who were in the world, He now loved them to the very end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, that he should betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had handed all things over to Him, and that He had come from God and was going back to God. Still, Jesus chose His friends well. So then, who were the 12 disciples or apostles of Jesus? First, the 12 apostles were all men who had been with Jesus throughout His ministry on earth and had been with Him face to face. When it came time to choose a replacement for Judas, we see this requirement restated in Acts chapter 1. The man to take the place of Judas should be one of these men who walked along with us when the Lord Jesus was with us. He must have been with Jesus from the day he was baptized by John to the day he was taken up from us. So one of these should be added to our group who will tell others that he saw Jesus raised from the dead. The 12 disciples of Jesus were also the 12 apostles. The two words describe the same set of men at different points in their ministry. The word disciple means a student who follows a specific teacher, such as saying the disciples of Jesus or the disciples of John. The word apostle comes from the Greek word apostolos, meaning messenger. In context, the apostles were messengers of Jesus to the world. Jesus told his disciples to go, so they were sent by Jesus. Listen to this from Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Then Jesus came up and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Acts 1:8 reads, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. You will tell about me in the city of Jerusalem and all over the countries of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So these 12 men were the appointed leaders among the learners, the disciples, and missionaries, or apostles of Jesus. These two terms are used interchangeably throughout the Bible to describe these 12 men. Matthew 10:2-4 gives us the names of the first 12 disciples or apostles. They are Simon, who is also called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, known as Doubting Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot. The 12 disciples or apostles were average people. They were not chosen from among the religious elite or the rich, and in fact were even among the more despised in society, a fisherman, a revolutionary, a tax collector among them. They were not educated and had no influence with important people. Furthermore, throughout the Gospels, we see them fail. We see them struggle and doubt God. They are very average men with whom we can identify. What would astonish us is that God used this small group of insignificant men with all their problems in such a mighty way that through them, the world was literally changed. Acts 17:6 says, "And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, 'These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also.'" So how did they accomplish so much? Well, the answer is by the power of God. Acts 4:13 says that when the people heard the disciples or apostles speak and realized that they were ordinary men, they knew that they had been with Jesus. The strength of God evident in the human weakness of the disciples or apostles was a witness to the world of the power of God. The same is true for us today, friends. The 12 were not the last of his disciples. Paul was not one of the original 12, but his ministry was very powerful. We are also his disciples when we learn from him and convey his message to the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 reads, "We are missionaries for Christ. God is speaking to you through us. We are speaking for Christ, and we ask you from our hearts to turn from your sins and come to God." Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes." To truly follow Christ means he has become everything to us. Everyone follows something: friends, popular culture, family, selfish desires, or God. We can only follow one thing at a time. Matthew 6:24 confirms that. God states we are to have no other gods before him. To truly follow Christ means we do not follow anything else. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Jesus gave his disciples the secret to faithfully following him, but they did not recognize it at the time. He said, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing." That's John 6:63. They could not follow him faithfully in their own strength. They needed a helper, and that helper is the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised many times that once he had ascended to the Father, he would send a helper to them, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells the heart of every true believer. Are you a true believer in Jesus Christ? You have all eternity to be grateful to God for his salvation from the flames of eternal hell. Confess and repent before Christ today and join me in heaven. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Now, a small sample of some of the mail we have received here at Vision for Christ. A man from Kenya writes, "It is a pleasure to know that souls are being saved through the radio messages. I was saved when a friend who was already saved encouraged me to listen to your program on the new wavelength." We thank that man for writing to us. Now here is another Kenyan who writes, "Greetings to you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for the good work you are doing. I am thankful for the words you give us through the radio. In my spiritual life, I feel very happy." Well, I am very happy, friend, as well, that you wrote those kind words to us here at Vision for Christ, all the way from your home there in Kenya. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past, present, and future programs that you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form found at our internet website. That internet address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in John chapter 15, verse 15, where Jesus says, "I no longer call you slaves, because a master does not confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me.